if I'm honest, transition is enough to make you say something that you can never get back. Pastor Courtney from The Collective, and this is going to be an amazing conversation because I want to dive into the topic of transition. Transition is something that I think a lot of people are walking through right now, whether it be from frustration or celebration. You are in the middle of some type of transition. So here's my question. What do we do in the space, the place, and even the face, if you will, of transition? What you do next determines a lot about your destiny. Will you maximize your destiny? What you do next will matter. I'm currently leading our church, Collective Church, in the middle of transition. Whenever you are launching into one door and leaving an old door, you're in this weird space. And some people say that this space is a limited space, but in studying, I've actually studied that this isn't limited. This is actually called a liminal space. Liminal, L-I-M-I-N-A-L, liminal space. Liminal space can look like the opportunity of major freedoms, but our freedoms get challenged in the space of transition or in the face of transition because what we actually may need in that moment are barriers, borders, and bridges. Now, I could talk a whole lot about barriers, borders, and bridges because having barriers, borders, and bridges in my life have actually saved me. I'm a creative. I'm innovative. Sometimes I need to know what my limitations are in this moment so I can have endless limitations for my future. Now, it can look a lot like freedom, but what you have to realize is that you're actually keeping score in this moment of your small wins. How do you discover your small wins? You have to know what liminal space looks like. It's the space between what is and what will happen next, what was and what's to come. This concept that many people are starting to unearth now, this brilliant concept, happens to be the area that we all find familiar. You've been in the space of transition. Maybe one door closed and you're waiting for the next door to open. Maybe you walked out of that last door and closed it yourself and you're waiting for the next door to fully materialize. How do you tolerate that space? Liminal space is known as a gap space. It's a doorway, it's a divorce, it's a decision, or even a destiny pivot. And some of you find yourselves right there. As a church, we're finding ourselves right there. We're at a destiny pivot. What do we do as we exit out of the last season and we're walking into this space where our church is being built and we're getting all this zoning stuff taken care of? How is this a destiny pivot? One thing ends and another thing is about to begin, but you're not quite there yet and you're stuck in this place called space. This space has a way of challenging our norms, our needs, and our nurturing points. I'll say it again. It challenges our norms, the things we're accustomed to, our needs, the things we feel like we need to survive, and our nurture points, the things that get digested into us so we can grow up to be strong and healthy for the future. You encounter liminal spaces in transition often through three areas: physical, psychological, and spiritual. Let's deal with the physical for a second. The children of Israel, if you go into the word of God, the children of Israel are leaving Egypt and they're going to this place that's called the Promised Land. Moses is leading them and they're going from one physical location to this ethereal physical location that's called the Promised Land that no one's seen yet, but Moses keeps painting a picture of what it's going to look like. This is called a physical space, a liminal space. And if you rest here or get stuck in this liminal space, it's possible for your transition space to become your destination space. That's how we get stuck. That's how you didn't take the next step to the thing you were called to. That's why you didn't sign up for that next class. That's why you didn't move to that final destination. That's how you got stuck because what did you do? What did I do? We made a liminal space of transition our destination space. And that comes when we either rest too hard or we refuse to change. In a liminal space, you have to fight the urge to resist change. Change and unexpected change become the consistent thread in the liminal space. God uses change to push us forward. When we're going from glory to glory. That two is a liminal space, going from glory to glory. What do you do in the two? You know what you're going to do in the glory. You know what you'll do in the next glory. But what do you do in the area called two? So you have physical liminal space, but you also have psychological liminal space. This is recognized as more of a life transition or a shift between two ways of thinking. Now, this is where we overcome and overthrow the scheme of the enemy to be double-minded. James 1 and 8 says this, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. I don't know about you, but I've been double-minded before. That word double in the Greek actually is where we also get the word doubt from. So a doubting man, so when I'm double-minded or I'm doubting him, I'm in this liminal space psychologically, and I won't give up this one way of thinking, and I'm holding on to the old and the new is calling my name, and I'm holding on to both of them. I'm not just a double-minded man. I'm actually a doubting man. And James 1:8 says, a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. That word unstable means a person with two minds or double-minded, a person with two minds or two souls. It is possible for my soul, my mind, will, imaginations, and affection, for my soul to be conflicted because I'm stuck in this liminal space and I'm refusing to upgrade my thinking. Hebrews 11:3 says this, now faith is being sure of what we hope for and uncertain of what we do not see. Now faith is being sure. I cannot be sure in my faith if I'm double-minded in my mind. Why? Because the liminal space that I'm in, I'm not overcoming it or overthrowing it by choosing life and life more abundantly. Dr. Franklin says this, our mind likes things to be regular and consistent. It craves and creates predictability. I feel like that's what makes some of us great. Believe it or not, being an innovator and a creative and actually leading our church, I still like predictability. I don't want to use extra energy. I don't want to do all those things. But in moments of liminal space, I have to throw my hands up to the Lord, have to throw my will up to the Lord, have to throw my imagination up to the Lord and say, this space challenges my predictability. The children of Israel allowed the discomfort of this liminal space to lead them into dishonor, disrespect, and disarray. We have to check those at the door. What is my dishonor like? What is my disrespect? What is my disarray? I have to make sure that in my liminal spaces, I'm not dishonoring those that are close to me or that are far away from me. You know, and you end up taking those challenges out on people and you don't even realize why. Because we're not daily checking our dishonor, checking our disrespect, and checking what's in disarray. That's why in liminal spaces, you can look up and your car can look like disarray. Your home can look like disarray. Your mind can look like disarray. Your vocabulary can look like disrespect. Your thinking can look like dishonor. Your conversations can look like dishonor. Why? Because liminal spaces challenge us. In liminal spaces, emotions are heightened. But here's the good news. So is creativity and the opportunity to grow in our faith. You know, God uses these liminal spaces to often stretch our capacity, to untether us from the small and even big idols of our heart, and even reveal potential identity issues. The children of Israel stayed in the space longer because they desired their slave identity more than their sonship. Can you imagine that? I mean, honestly, it happens to the best of us. Sometimes we choose to stay as slaves to the past as opposed to sons of the future, because in liminal space, we crave the consistency of what we know. Why? We desire to be comfortable. So how do you handle this liminal space with grace? I'm going to give you seven things. Number one, reshape your what if. What if you turn your what if questions into healthy why not questions? Why not you? Why not us? Why not operate in the freedoms of this liminal space to dream, to cultivate, and to innovate, to stretch your capacity, to see beyond what you normally see, and to hear beyond what you normally hear? Number two, meditate on the word. You cannot do this transitional space without meditating on the word. I'll even go one step deeper. In the book of Acts, right after Pentecost, they begin to meditate on the words of the apostles' doctrine. What are you learning in the word, and what are you grasping in the messages you're hearing from your leader? Number three, you have to choose to be present. That means you have to be around. You have to be where the things are happening, where the conversations of change are happening. Get close to the incubation spot of change. Being present allows you to keep the most current heartbeat and the newest update. Language, perspective, and instructions. They get updates all the time. Number four, evaluate your true self. Are you being positive or negative in this space? Be honest with yourself. I mean, really look deeply. Take a moment and say, am I being positive or am I being negative? Are my thoughts more positive or are my thoughts more negative in this space? Number five, choose words that enhance. Replace can't, won't, and unable to with I look forward to and I love it when. I've had to do that. In this space, while we're just waiting on our building to be developed, we're handling zoning things. I've been having to challenge myself with saying, I love it when we get a chance to do Saturdays. I love it when we get a chance to dream for the future. I look forward to doing life in this community. I look forward to our, you have to choose those words or else the stress will choose you. Number six, are you craving your comfort or God's version of consistency in this liminal space? The children of Israel gave up probably eating a few square meals a day as slaves to on their way of being sons, they found themselves eating a thing called manna. Manna is described as, what is it? Maybe that's one of your questions in this season of liminal space. What is it? Collective, what is it? Pastor Courtney, what is it? You're asking your life, what is it? You're asking your job, what is it? And here's number seven, don't get lost. Know where you are. Adam, in the middle of a liminal space, he chose to get lost as opposed to showing up and allowing God to walk him through what next looked like. Guys, thanks for taking a few minutes to hang out with me. We're going to keep the conversation going. Why? Because in the middle of transition, it can be tough to see what the future looks like. And I'm here to make sure that you don't miss your destiny pivot. Take this moment, share it with somebody. Have an amazing day. God, I thank you for the person who's listening. Allow us to grab a hold of this. Let us have this moment where this word is beginning to come alive on the inside of us. We love you. Thank you for challenging us. Thank you for seeing us. Thank you for walking us from our past to the doorstep of our future. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Have an amazing day.